KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the girls' state softball championships get underway this week up at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. They'll have a number of games today. In fact, 10 games are on the schedule for today, as the day will begin with Class 5A action. The early schedule today looks like this. At 11 o'clock this morning, it'll be Bettendorf, the number 8 seed, facing off against top-seeded Fort Dodge. Fort Dodge comes in 26-3 on the season. Bettendorf a 19-6 record into that contest. Also an early game at 11:30 this morning, number 5 seed Ankeny Centennial at 21-8, facing a number 4 seeded Waukee team that stands 23-4 heading into today's action. Then a little bit later on, it'll be a 12:30 contest with number 2 seed Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking their 23-1 mark into a game against 7th seeded Pleasant Valley. They're 17-6 on the year. The 1 o'clock game in Class 5A has number 3 seed Valley West Des Moines at 23-4, facing 18-2 Muscatine. They're the number 6 seed in that tournament. Then in the afternoon, they'll move on to the Class 4A first round games. Among those, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, top-seeded Carlisle at 18-3 will face off against 14-5 Lamar's, the number 8 seed. Also at 3:30 this afternoon, 4 seed North Scott at 16-9 will play 5th-seeded Charles City. They're 13-3. Number 2 seed in that tourney is West Delaware. They're 21-4. They'll play at 4:30 this afternoon against 7th-seeded Winterset. The Huskies are 14-7 on the year. And in the 5 o'clock game in Class 4A, 3rd-seeded Fairfield at 24-1 will face a 19-9 Dallas Center Grimes team that's seeded 6th in the tournament. Then the evening session will include the first two of the Class 3A games at 7 o'clock tonight. 8th-seeded Creston will face top seed Albia. Creston at 13-5 on the year, facing an Albia team that carries a 19-1 record into the state tourney. And also tonight at 7:30, number 5 seed Mount Vernon at 20-4 will face 4th-seeded Humboldt. They're 20-2 on the year. 10 games on the schedule for today. All of the 5A, all of the 4A, and the first couple 3A games all set for today up in Fort Dodge in the girls' state softball tourney. Well, the quarterfinals in Class 2A will be today's schedule at Principal Park in Des Moines in the boys' state baseball championships at 10:30 this morning. 12-7 Trainer will be on the diamond as they'll face off against 20-2 Van Meter in a first-round Class 2A matchup. At 1:30 this afternoon, 15-3 Mid Prairie will face 14-3 West Lyon. And in the 4:30 game, it's 18-2 North Lynn facing 13-4 Durant. And that'll be followed at the 7:30 contest tonight by 15-3 Dyke New Hartford facing Des Moines Christian, who comes in 15-6 on the season. All those 2A quarterfinal games played at Principal Park in Des Moines. Over the weekend, the Class 1A quarterfinals were held. Last Friday, Kingsley Pearson upset Martinsdale St. Mary's in 8 innings, 3-2, and Don Bosco knocked off South Winneshiek 3-1. Saturday, it was Newman Catholic holding off St. Albert 6-5, and Remsen St. Mary's beating Burlington Notre Dame 11-1. Those Class 1A semifinals are set for Thursday. The 10:30 game will have 8th-seeded Kingsley Pearson facing number 5-seed Don Bosco. And the 1:30 contest has 2nd-seed Remsen St. Mary's facing number 6-seed Newman Catholic. Those games in Des Moines. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference baseball selections for this season. First team picks, in fact, these are unanimous picks, Cooper Neal of Clarinda, Connor Bruck of Harlan, Kyle Berg of Kemper Catholic, also Jonah Pomeranke of Lewis Central, Easton Dermody of Lewis Central, Bryson Sharon of Lewis Central, and Cy Patterson of St. Albert. They were all unanimous selections. Among the other first team selections, Isaac Wright of St. Albert, Isaac Sherrill of St. Albert, Grant Sturm, a junior shortstop from Atlantic, was a first team selection, along with Clarinda's Michael Schull, Braden Hayden of Denison, Jack Mendlick of Denison, Michael Mulcarron of Glenwood, Brendan Bartley of Harlan, and Truman Kocamp of Kemper Catholic. They were all first-team selections. Among the second team picks this season, Colin Mullinex, a junior outfielder for Atlantica's second team selection, along with Wyatt Schmidt of Clarinda, Nathan Gallup of Denison, Carter Wessel of Denison, Caden Anderson of Glenwood, Jamie Fritz of Glenwood, Joey Moser of Harlan, Alex Munson of Harlan, Austin Tigges of Kemper Catholic, Will Schenkelberg of Kemper Catholic, Jordan Wardlow and Colby Roth, both of Lewis Central, Landon Kraus of Red Oak, Braden Knight of Shenandoah, Jeff Miller of St. Albert, and Ryan Genero of St. Albert. They were all second-team selections. Among the honorable mention picks, Gunnar Kirchhoff and Lane Nelson, a couple of Atlantic players. Kirchhoff, a junior first baseman, and Nelson, a sophomore pitcher, were honorable mention selections this year, along with Nathan Lindsay of Clarinda, Gavin Gillum and Luke Latham of Creston, Braden Chestnut of Creston, also Evan Turin of Denison, Chad Fisher, and Caden Johnson of Glenwood, Isaac Ahrenholz of Harlan, Blake Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic, Luke Hicks of Kemper Catholic, Nolan Miller and Tyler Huttman of Lewis Central, Dawson Bond of Red Oak, Nick Mather of Shenandoah, and Brett Klusman and Eric Manti of St. Albert all were honorable mention selections this season. In Major League Baseball, Colin Moran and Jose Ozuna homered as the Pirates got their first win under new manager Derek Shelton 5-1 against the Cardinals yesterday. Shelton also was involved in the Major's first socially distanced umpire argument as he and plate umpire Jordan Baker each wore face coverings while jawing 6 feet apart. Winning pitcher Mitch Heller allowed a run and 3 hits over 5 innings to help Pittsburgh beat St. Louis for just the second time in their last 14 meetings. The Indians were 9-2 winners over the Royals in Carlos Carrasco's first start since being diagnosed with leukemia over a year ago. Carrasco struck out 10 in 6-plus innings, and Jose Ramirez homered twice in the rubber match of that series. Ramirez hit a 3-run homer left-handed in the fourth and added a solo shot from the right side in the sixth. Elsewhere in the major leagues yesterday, Miami beat Philadelphia 11-6, the New York Yankees over Washington 3-2, Detroit beat Cincinnati 3-2, Tampa Bay over Toronto in 10 innings 6-5, Baltimore knocked off Boston 7-4, Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 14-2, Seattle beat Houston 7-6, the Chicago Cubs over Milwaukee 9-1, Colorado beat Texas 5-2, Oakland over the LA Angels 6-4, Arizona beat San Diego 4-3, Atlanta 14-1 over the New York Mets, and San Francisco beat L.A., the Dodgers, 3-1. Well, the injury news isn't good for a pair of Texas Major League teams. Reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander has a strained right forearm and will be shut down for at least 2 weeks. Astros manager Dusty Baker made the announcement on Sunday but denied a report that said the injury would end Verlander's season. He said Verlander would be evaluated after 2 weeks. Baker said Verlander felt tenderness in his arm during his start on Friday, where he pitched 6 innings and got the win. He had an MRI on Saturday, and now he'll miss at least roughly a third of this 60-game regular season. Meanwhile, Rangers right-hander Corey Kluber left his first start in almost 15 months after just 1 inning Sunday due to shoulder tightness. The 2-time Cy Young Award winner was making his first appearance for a team other than Cleveland after an off-season trade. He threw 18 pitches while facing 3 batters. Colorado's Trevor Story walked and was thrown out trying to steal. The Rangers said the 34-year-old Kluber reported feeling the tightness in the first few pitches, and it got worse as the inning progressed. He was examined by a team doctor and will be further evaluated on Monday. Red Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez says he's awaiting results of additional testing after doctors recently discovered an issue with his heart that they believe is a result of his recent bout with COVID-19. The 27-year-old left-hander tested positive for the coronavirus before the start of summer camp, but was cleared and returned to workouts on July 18th. He hasn't had another positive coronavirus test, but said an MRI revealed a condition called myocarditis that the team's medical staff felt was serious enough to shut him down for at least a week. Red second baseman Mike Moustakas went on the injured list Sunday after he woke up feeling sick. Manager David Bell said Moustakas didn't feel well when he woke up Sunday morning and was told to stay home as a precaution. Center fielder Nick Senzel was a late scratch from Cincinnati's lineup for the final game of a series against the Tigers. Those moves come a day after the Reds infielder Matt Davidson went on the injured list because he tested positive for COVID-19. The president has backed out of an opportunity to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at Yankee Stadium on August 15th. President Trump tweeted Sunday that he won't be able to make the trip because of his strong focus on the coronavirus, vaccines, and the economy. Trump said in the tweet that we will make it later in the season. And in golf, Michael Thompson birdied two of the last three holes for a 4-under 67 and a two-stroke victory in the 3M Open in Minnesota. Thompson finished 19-under in his second PGA victory 7 years after his first. Adam Long took second after posting a 64. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.